Thank you, everybody, for tuning into the Liberty Report. Daniel, good to see you this morning.
Good morning, Dr. Paul. Happy Monday.
Well, very good. Well, there's a lot of talk in the news today. The big issue is government is about to shut down. So we should be rejoicing. But in Washington, they're very worried because this is very, very serious and they haven't settled things. So this is something that has gone on before. When we were in Washington working hard, there were some shutdowns, but it never seemed that anything that meant anything got shut down. They got rid of the unessential workers and they, you know, kicked them out. But the amazing thing, the unessential workers, they should have just let them go. We didn't need them. But when the dust settled and everybody got what they wanted in the continuing resolution or in the new budget, they came along and all those people who were laid off had a free vacation. It was supposed to be without pay, but that never happened. So my guess is most likely the same thing is going to happen. They have a lot of arguments for why this is being shut down. And none of it is conservative or libertarian. None of it is to cut spending. None of it is to have real tax cuts. It's all gimmickry to have a contest between the special interests that more satisfy the liberals and more satisfy the conservatives, and they're going to come together, and they always win. And the people lose. So my guess is this threat is nothing more than just a facade. It's a fake. And they'll be using this, and eventually in a week or two, it's all going to be over. And who knows? There may be a settlement before Friday. Maybe they'll have a continuing resolution and delay it for another 2 or 3 weeks, something like that. But it's always maneuvering in an effort to get more spending, more government, and all the special interests made happy. Has nothing to do with reducing the size and scope of government.
And if you remember, the last shutdown was in 2013, and then you had mixed control of government. So there was that infighting. But, you know, I had mixed feelings because I was a government employee, and I was deemed unnecessary or unessential. So, it was the same thing. I had a little unpaid vacation that was paid, you know, afterward. But the first thing on my day off of work, enforced day off, we went to one of the places in Washington, D.C., some federal. And what they did is they'll shut the parking lot and put up a big sign. And it's all, as you say, it's all a facade. It's all to make the tourists there angry that they're not able to do anything and call up the representatives. And
yes, and on the several times that I remember when government got shut down, which isn't true, they closed down the Washington Monument. That's a good picture for the TV. Oh, you can't get to the top of the Washington Monument. The parks are cut down and people, you know, get they're supposedly getting very annoyed about this. But let me assure the people who might be worried about a government shutdown, it's not going to cut anybody's benefits. Everybody's going to get their checks. All the military-industrial complex, they're going to get their money. There's going to be no money cut out of the military. This will not be used to tighten one's belt. If it's an individual that gets into trouble, people will have to do something. They have to cut spending or work harder or borrow more money or do whatever. But governments do not have to do that. Besides, the reason why I see this as such a joke is that everybody wants things and they're trying to pay for it on the surface. But in a way, that's only half of it, because both sides agree deficits don't really matter. That's a Keynesian idea that is very pervasive in both parties. So there's no reason to do that. But what about probably the most significant financial crisis? I think even greater than what happened in the Depression was the financial crisis of 08 and 09, because we were dealing with trillions and trillions of dollars. But Congress didn't appropriate the money. It was just the Federal Reserve that took this stuff and gave it to people, bailed everybody out. And believe me, nobody's going to miss a lick, and everybody's going to get their money. This thing is serious, though. This is not to downplay the problem, because I think deficits are bad, and what they're talking about is bad, and that's why people are concerned about this. But it is not going to end this way, where Congress is going to come together, because what's going to happen is this is just going to justify more spending, and of course, this puts more more pressure on the dollar, which right now is receiving some pressure. And that is what they ought to be watching. The value of the dollar, which happens to be down sharply today, almost a 1%, which is a sign of what can come and will come. That will stop it. But this stuff is not going to do anything other than this pretense there's a big fight. And, you know, I've always maintained that the parties aren't that much different. Sometimes they get along pretty well together.
Yeah, I think we even have some pictures of these great parties being opposed to each other if we're out there. But, you know, one of the things that Mulvaney, the OMB director, has proposed, and this is sort of the typical thing we're used to, is a dollar of subsidies to the Obamacare in exchange for every dollar they get to build the wall, you know, and that's it. And as you knew Mulvaney as well, he's a decent fellow, but it's a.
And he may be on to how this problem gets solved. I think that is what's happening. Trump says, I won't do anything unless I get the money for the wall, a wall that won't work and cost a lot of money. It won't be any better than the F-35. People are going to get some money and get some contract, but there'll never be a wall that's effective. And they will get, and then the Democrats who want more welfare spending, they're going to get it. But it's all welfare. So they're just picking and choosing, but it's never a deal to cut, you know, a little bit on each side. It's always a deal to satisfy both people. One of my proposals many years ago was, in a sense, a practical proposal, which was impractical because in politics you don't do this. Everybody votes on all these budgets and do this. And then if they find out that they're over budget by 10%, everybody gets cut 10%. But that's not likely to happen.
The other thing that's not likely to happen is for anyone to balk at the military spending that's going to be part of the deal. Here's Rens Priebus, the president's chief of staff, quote, we expect a massive increase in military spending. And they'll get it because no one will go against it. Trump wants $30 billion more for the military this year. Interestingly enough, the Stockholm International Peace Institute noted that 2016 was the first year in 6 years where the military spending of the U.S. increased. So you got an increase in 16, and then you're going to have a big increase this year. And for what it looks like the president has in mind, this $30 billion, I think, is a drop in the bucket. If you're talking about going back into Afghanistan, talking about going into Iraq, you're talking about having a war with North Korea, et cetera, $30 billion is not going to last you more than a week.
And the spending will always be higher than they say, and revenues are totally unpredictable. In the old days, when there was a more precise business cycle going on, sometimes on a recovery they had more revenues, but they can't predict these. So the deficit can explode like it did in 08 and 09, and that's when they had to have these huge amounts of money injected into the economy. So they haven't reversed that. And I think the basic flaw and the problem we have is they won't even consider something fundamental, and that is, what should the role of government be? Should the government be a safety net for everybody, rich and poor and foreign and domestic? You know, that's what it is. But they never talk about it. They just assume that as long as people take our dollars, we'll do it, we'll supply them, we'll bail out everybody. And so far, they've been getting away with this. But something that can't go on forever doesn't. And I think this is one of those things. And this is just aggravating, this whole thing about a pretense and a threat and you making use of this to change things. And, you know, the groups that get the most criticism are those ideologues. Mm. You know, if you happen to be in the Freedom Caucus and a few of our libertarian friends, they're ideologues and they're nothing but troublemakers. And then you might have a progressive or two that says, you know, we really don't like war and we ought to cut this military. Those are the people that they cannot stand. And ideology is just horrible. But they never talk about the ideology that drives the 90% in the middle, the people who believe this nonsense about Keynesian economics and Federal Reserve printing money and deficits don't matter. They never challenge it, but that's an ideology which is corrupting us. And they pretend, we are the saviors. We are the moderates. I think there's 40-member Congress that belongs to this. We are bringing people together, and we are the moderates and the reasonable people that condemn all this radical radicalism. But they're the radical middle who tries to win over the people, say, well, these people are moderate. We'd often thought, you know, if freedom is over here and tyranny is over here, and the freedom people come to here, to the middle, haven't they given up half of the freedoms? I mean, you can't win by doing this. The tyrant said, we're going to wait another day before we become total tyrants. And that's what their sacrifice is all about.
And, you know, adding to the theatrics is Vice President Mike Pence rushing home early from his Asia trip. He was supposed to spend a couple of days in Hawaii. He's only going to get to spend one day there. He's going to rush home and go up to the Hill, I guess, and get the deal. And I think significantly Saturday, well, you know, the shutdown should be Friday if they don't come to a deal. Saturday marks the 100th day in office for President Trump. He's already had a setback on the Obamacare, where he sided with Ryan and against the Freedom Caucus, as you point out, and came away stung a little bit. So I think there's increasing pressure because of that as well.
It is a mixed bag because the parties like to rally around and defend the party at all costs because that's where the power is. But, you know, guys like McConnell and Ryan, they're not that gung-ho over the wall. There's some things that they like the military stuff, but and they're not really in a position that would go along with what Trump bragged about in the campaign. We're getting rid of Obamacare. I don't think he even believes that, you know. I mean, nothing he's doing shows that. But I think, you know, it's mixed. They cannot solve this problem of excessive spending and excessive government by talking about compromise. And, you know, Ryan and Pelosi, I don't think they're enemies. You know, ultimately, they're going to come together and watch when it's settled, the continuing resolution or whatever they come up with. You know how it comes together at the end. Nobody knows what's in it. It comes in and it's as big as a bushel basket. It's thrown out there and they bring it up at midnight before a holiday and they say, and everybody, oh, let's get out of here. We're sick and tired of this. And they vote for it. And Pelosi was telling the truth. This passes stuff and find out what was in it. So, but that's about happens all the time. That's the way they do generally because things change at the last minute. Like conference reports and these continuing resolutions, anything to deceive the people. It's just as a shame that the people get deceived into this so easily.
Indeed, and let's not hold our breath for any spending cuts in this looming deal. As you point out, toward the end of the week, there'll be a miracle agreement, and everyone will go home self-satisfied.
Yeah, and you know, Trump is promising some very, very serious tax cuts. And that, again, I'm all for the tax cuts, and I'd do it regardless. But they're not tax cuts. I mean, there will be no tax cuts. That's one thing. There will be no close down. We can assure our viewers there's going to be no shutdown of the government. But there will be no tax cut. Maybe somebody will get one here, but somebody else is going to get it over here. They can't live with less revenues, and the taxes will go up. And matter of fact, some people think, well, if you cut taxes, you should cut spending. But a lot of the conservatives say, no, let's not worry about it, because we have a new way of doing creative accounting. That if we cut $10 billion of taxes here, it's going to generate $15 billion of revenues because the economy is going to boom, and that'll solve our problem. And that is, of course, the supply side, or that you can achieve great prosperity by cutting taxes in one group, generate economic growth, and you can live off it. But my argument is maybe they're half right. Cutting taxes might help some people. I'd love to see a lot of tax cuts. But the whole thing is the tax cuts, if you don't get them, it's not going to help you. And I think that's the big problem. The tax cuts aren't going to come and somebody else is going to get it. And matter of fact, they even have this whole thing about they have to be offset. You get a tax cut, I get a tax increase, that sort of thing.
So, dynamic scoring.
How do you take this now? What's your take on all this budget problem?
Well, my guess is they'll probably come to a deal, and if not, there'll be a lot of congressional staffers having holidays, paid holidays.
Yeah, paid holidays. Well, I'm afraid that's going to be right. But I want to thank our viewers for tuning in today to the Liberty Report. This is an issue that is top of the news. It's going to be talked about. There'll be all kinds of arguments for spending and all these things. But I guess the message I have is they're really not fighting over big government, and that's what they should be dealing with. Big government and taxes, interference, the Federal Reserve, the militarism that goes on, that is a welfare system as well. And it's the whole concept of the role of government. Governments should be there in a minimal way to protect liberty and not to pretend it can take care of us from cradle to grave, economically speaking, nor rule over us and tell us how we should lead our private life, nor do we think that government should ever our government at least be able to be the policeman of the world. They're incapable of doing it, and they muddy things up. They usually make things worse. So just think of the wonderful government we would have for a lot less cost and a lot more prosperity. That's why we truly believe on this channel, on this program, that peace and prosperity can be achieved by concentrating on the importance of liberty. It's so simple that most people miss this because they're scared to death that if they don't get something from somebody else without working for it, then they're going to come up shortchanged. But I tell you what, there's a lot more people thinking our way right now, and there's a lot more reason to think that we're going to win because the other side's going to lose because it's going to collapse. It was sort of like it was 1985, and you were arguing, how are we going to get rid of the Soviet system? Is there going to be a war, and what do? We invade? How do we get rid of their nukes? No, they killed themselves. It self-destructed, and that's what we're going to do. We will self-destruct. We are our own greatest enemies. We're the ones who are destroying. Our government's destroying our liberties, and they're destroying the value of the money, and they're destroying the market. They're destroying all the creativity. And so far, there is no evidence whatsoever that this administration is going to be any different because the belief that taxes and spending and a lot of mischief is going to solve our problem, it won't. Only liberty can do that. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today to the Liberty Report. Please come back soon.